Hi everyone. I'm so glad you've decided to tune in. If you care about making a difference in the world, but also find yourself fascinated by how big businesses operate, the forces shaping our economy, this podcast is for you. You know, sometimes it can feel like we're stuck in this cycle. Giant corporations wreak havoc on the environment, or exploiting workers, while we have small-scale activists fight the good fight. But as we've seen decades over decades, it seems that the system never really changes. There are some progress here and there, but not big enough, impactful enough to really make a dent. And I get frustrated too. But then I also see this incredible opportunity for businesses to innovate and find ways to not only make money, but more importantly, do good. So it got me thinking, what if changing the world isn't about overthrowing the system, but about becoming really, really good at working within it? What if we stop seeing the word business as a representation of these black suits, bad guy kind of visuals, and instead see that as a tool that could be wielded for social impact at a massive scale? And that is what I want to explore in this podcast. And since this is first episode, I want to share a little bit about me. I'm not your typical tree-hugging activist, though I love you guys. And I also didn't come from the nonprofit world either. My background is actually in business and marketing architecture, and I am passionate about social entrepreneurship, macroeconomics, and ecistics. So I'm not going to be preaching at you in this podcast. This will be a journey to learn alongside you. And each episode will dive into topics like businesses that are turning environmental problems into profit centers. Think fashion brands, making clothing from recycled ocean plastic, that kind of thing. We're going to be exploring how government regulations can either hinder or unleash social innovation. Are there actual ways to make red tape work for good? And my favorite part, those big, sticky philosophical questions. Can capitalism ever truly be ethical? Or do we need to create something new? I'm especially excited too about our guest interviews. We will be inviting social entrepreneurs, but also economists, CEOs who are trying to shake things up. In this podcast, I want to be a bridge between on the groundwork and the big picture that shapes it. So if you're asking why innovation philosophy, well, innovation, of course, because we're talking about big challenges, complex challenges, and this is a challenge for each and every one of us to look at things from a different perspective, to offer out-of-box solutions that create and propel positive, sustainable change, right? So that's the innovation part of the title. But philosophy is about exploring and understanding and unraveling the reason why we do what we do. What do we even mean by the words, by the phrase, a better world? I don't have all the answers. And I'm betting you have strong opinions about this too. So that's the kind of conversation we will be having in the Innovation Philosophy podcast. I hope you'll join me in this exciting journey around social entrepreneurship, social impact. And you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. This podcast will be available in all of the podcasting streaming channels from Spotify, Apple, and all different kinds of networks. And you can find more discussions, links to things that we'll be referencing, all that good stuff on the platform. So I hope you join me next time and see you in the next episode. Thank you. This is Pat.
Want to make a difference and understand the big forces that shape our world? Follow the Innovation Philosophy podcast. We're going beyond feel-good activism to explore how business can be a tool for change and how ordinary people can make an extraordinary impact. Hit that subscribe button, then join the conversation online. Use the hashtag #InnovationPhilosophy to share your thoughts, debate our guests, and connect with a community who believe a better future is possible. Next episode, we're diving into the power of social entrepreneurship. Learn why businesses that put purpose alongside profit aren't just a trend, but the key to solving our biggest challenges.